Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, he told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must dawn glory.
So they came here to Oklahoma, and she told me that already the Lord was talking to her about the last days and how people are going to have to learn to follow the Spirit in the last days. And they moved up here, and they rented a house here in Collinsville. Now Myrna and Wayne were living up here already. And Rachel was Assemblies of God. Her mother, Assembly of God preacher. And the Lord said to her, there's a church I want you to birth in the Spirit that will follow the Holy Spirit in the last days and not man. Well, where is this church? Well, she is certain that it must be a Assemblies of God church. So she went first to the Assemblies of God here, and nothing against Assemblies of God or any other church in the earth. Just wasn't the place that God sent her to birth. So she went to the Assemblies of God church down here in town. He said, no, this is not the place. So then she began to visit other Assemblies of God churches in the surrounding towns. Sometimes she'd go to a service, maybe Tulsa, Owosso, wherever. Sometimes she'd go in there, and sometimes she'd just drive in the driveway. And the Lord would tell her, no, this is not the place. Then she sensed a pulling. You know, it's like that old game. You get warmer. Now you're colder. Now you're warmer. So she figured out it was Collinsville. And she began to go into the denominational churches in Collinsville. Any church here in Collinsville, drive up in the driveway? No, this is not the place. But then she found one more church. Like the prophet Samuel found one more son of Jesse's. She couldn't believe her eyes, her ears. She couldn't believe it. It was the Friends Church, the Quaker Church, on North 19th Street in Collinsville. She really didn't even like that church. Wayne and Myrna were going to that church, and she thought she needed to get them straightened out from that church. But she agreed to visit here once. And she came in, sat on the back pew, and the Lord said, this is the place. She could hardly believe it. But she knew God's voice. And so she began to come to this church and sit on the back row. It was, were you here, Pastor, at that time, David? I hate to say this, but she thought the services were so dull. You know, I mean, when you've been over the log, like Rachel, you'd find most churches dull. But she just thought, I've surely heard wrong. And one Sunday morning, she just couldn't take it any longer. She said, I missed it. This might have been after Pastor Beatty came. He came in 1969. I believe he was here at that time. And she was sitting on the back row, and she said, I can't stand it. And so she went down to Assemblies of God Church in this town. She said, this must be it. I know it's Collinsville. This must be it. She went in and sat down. She said she had a kind of a middle seat. She got there late because she left the service here. And she started getting sick as a dog. She got so sick, she thought she's going to die. Lord, she said, what is it? He said, you're out of my will. And if you don't get back in it, you're going to die. Right there that morning. She got up, gathered her purse, got out in the car, came back here. It was well. But she still didn't like it much. Bless the Lord. Now, Wayne, her son, he had, of course, grown up with his grandma, a preacher, and in a strict way, I'm quite sure, which he rebelled against. I know that for sure. And he had fallen. I always couldn't get it straight, the broken arms, the broken legs. But now I got it straight. I talked to Myrna yesterday and get it straight. And the year was, you told me that year, 1967, that's right. He was an iron worker and he fell off a building and he broke both his legs. So, you know, he just knew God did it to him. So he comes to get in a church. This is how they started going to this church. And he came in, you were preaching, David. Did he have crutches? He was on crutches. Two broken legs. He doesn't wait for David to finish the sermon. He comes down there. I can't wait. I got to get saved right now. Comes down the aisle. Comes down here to get saved. Myrna and I were laughing yesterday. Probably he thought he had couldn't wait to the end of the sermon because Jesus might come. And he'd be sure to go to hell. So he wanted to make sure he didn't go to hell. So that was 1967 with the two broken legs. And that's how they were here. And so when she was down at that Assembly of God church and she got sick, nothing against Assemblies of God church, just wasn't where God sent her. Plenty good places on the earth, but if God didn't send you there, you better get where he sent you. And so he said to her, I told you it's the church on the hill. So that's what he called it, the church on the hill, this one. Now, it had a very small congregation here. There weren't more than how many adults, would you say? 20? 15, 20 adults. Now, they built this nice building we're in right now. Eddie Ford, where's Grandma? Martha, here's Martha over here, Martha's husband. They built this nice church, but they had a very small congregation. And so she came, she'd sit on that back pew, and she'd get burdens for the church. This is after she's already been straightened out, that she better stay here. Can you imagine this big thing with 20 people? And bless the Lord. But she'd get burdened to pray for this church. She's got to pray this bunch into the moving in the Spirit of God and not following man. So she'd get up from her back pew and she'd go back in the bathroom or even in the outside and she'd pray out her burden. She'd get several times, she'd get burdens through the church service. I talked to Pastor Cooper Beatty yesterday. He came in 1969. And Pastor Cooper Beatty was Quaker. And he said, I didn't know, I thought she had a bladder problem. Now, during this time, while she's praying, the Lord let Pastor Beatty hear about something called a lay witness program. In the charismatic days, I don't know if you remember it or not, but there were spirit-filled teams of laymen, not preachers, who would go to a church. They'd come on Friday night. They'd come all day Saturday. They'd break up in little groups, and then they'd do Sunday morning, then they'd leave. Now, they were all spirit-filled. He heard about it from another friend's church, and so they told him, now don't mention tongues when you go there, because this church is a friend's church, they don't speak with tongues. But they came here and they had such an impact that the congregation began to ask Pastor Beatty to get them back. So he got them back. And this time he got them back, he told me six couples got filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, he's already got Elsie Ford and the Ford family, who are with Assemblies of God background. They're filled with the Holy Ghost. And here's Rachel, sent by the Holy Ghost. Now, he said, I'm the pastor of a Spirit-filled congregation. And I'm not Spirit-filled. He thought he was, but he wasn't. So anyway, Rachel on the back row, she began to pray. Lord! Rachel talked like this normally, but when the Holy Ghost came on her, Lord! I'm so lonely. And the Lord said to her, did you ever think about praying somebody in? So she began to pray somebody in. And somebody came through the back door, a family. It was the Kent and Billy Brim family. And their four little children. We walk right through that door right there. And the Lord said, that's them. That's the first ones. So there they are, she said. He said to her, the answer to your prayer. Now, it was 1972 when we started coming here. How old were you in 1972, Brenda and Chip? 10? And you were 12. So here we come. Our baby is 10. And we walk in the back door. And I had been baptized in the Holy Spirit in April 1967 under the ministry of Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. And right after that, Kent's work took us to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And for 3 years there, we attended Bethany Church, pastored by Roy Stockstill, one of the best churches in America at the time. God really knew how to bring us in from denominationalism into the move of the Spirit. Oh, what a church. Best worship I ever heard in my life. And I talked to Larry Stockstill. It's a huge church now, thousands, maybe 10,000 and more. And we all were remembering the other day those glorious days we had down there. But it really put something into us and took something out of us. Took out of us our... So when we came back to the Tulsa area, I couldn't any longer attend the denominational church I had been attending. So we started going to a church in Tulsa, a charismatic church. There weren't all the word churches that you have now. And we went to that church, and we really had a good church for a while. And then in the charismatic move days, some of the people came from denominational churches or wherever, and they brought their error with them. And then they got more error, because the devil sure won them in more error. And great error was going in the church at that time. It had to do with extreme submission. And in this extreme submission, it included women. And they couldn't do anything. I mean, they couldn't, of course, couldn't preach and speak. But they couldn't even read scriptures without they asked their husbands which one to read. And they had to sit in church real close over by the husband so he'd cover them. It was nonsense, I'm telling you.
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar Revealing the Glory that was held in a Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.